Morning. If you don't know me, my name is Jo. I'm a member of this church. Hooray for that. And I did notice when we were all having communion, when we were all sharing together, sometimes stuff seemed to run out a little bit, but we can rejoice that with God, his welcome, his invitation to us never runs out. Never runs out. His love for us never runs out. So I thought it would be good if we tell the story to each other this morning. So we all join in, and I don't know how that makes you feel, how that makes you respond. You might be thinking, well, I'm not a dramatic person, I'm not going to do that. Or you might be thinking, yay, I love a bit of drama. We're all different, but let's tell the story together. And if you don't want to, that's okay too, I need to say that. But first, before we do that, and the story is from Matthew's Gospel, it's from Matthew chapter 13. Before we do that, I just want you to imagine that you are soil. Just think about some soil. Imagine that you're soil today, and just hold that thought, okay. So we're going to tell the story together from Matthew 13. Now, if you've got your phone available and it's on silent, that's the thing, it's on silent. I just want you, when I talk about the scorching sun, I just want you to get your phone out, have your phone ready, put the torch on and just hold it up, okay? And you are the scorching sun. Is anyone going to do that with me? Great, okay, you ready in the story, okay? So you are the scorching sun. I need some hungry birds. Okay, now these look sweet and cute, but actually in the story, the hungry birds are not a good thing. So I need some people to come up, health and safety, there's some short ones if you are a bit littler, there's some tall ones. Jacinta, would you like to, I'm delegating, there's seven and I've kept one for me. So well done. Hungry birds, and then if you can spread the hungry birds out, Jacinta. Hungry birds, if you spread out down the middle, okay? So come on up. Being aware that these sticks are quite pokey. So if you want to spread out down the middle of the church, down the path there, well done. Just spread them out all down to the back. Well done, hungry birds. Okay. Well done. That's great. Okay. Fabulous. Any more hungry birds? Grown-ups, you can be hungry birds too. So okay, so next. Well done. Well done, everyone who's been a hungry bird. Thank you. So next, we need some thistly, thorny, entangling people, okay? I'm going to ask Shelley. Well done, Shelley. So Shelley, what I want you to do, okay, another health and safety thing, hold on to the end, and you throw, when I say about the, when you find someone and you throw the other end to them. So this is going to be the thistles. So you hold on to that end and then they can throw it to someone else. We do that about three or four times. Dave, I want you to do the same. Okay, and then when you catch it, you can throw it to somebody else and then they can throw it to somebody else. Make sure they're looking at you so they don't get a head injury, please. And lastly, I need a generous farmer. Holly, would you mind? You looked at me. Is that okay? I know you were going to be scorching sun. Do you mind being a generous farmer? Okay. So we have seeds here. Is that okay? So you are generous. But make sure you do generosity till the end of the story. Okay. Thank you. So you can go wherever you like, Holly. Be abundant and wasteful if you like. Okay. Jacinta, do you want to just hold the sun as well? That's just to remind the phone people to do their thing. Okay, so is everybody ready? Soil, are you ready? Okay, so when I say about growing, we're going to stay where we are, and you can grow, okay? You are soil. Your enthusiasm is great. okay, generous farmer, are you ready? Hungry birds, are you ready? Oh, well done. And scorching sun people, are you ready? Thistly, thorny, Well done. You ready? Okay. So let's tell the story to each other. So Jesus was not popular when this happened. People were quite hostile. Things he'd said and done, people didn't want to listen. They were pretty cross with him. So the rulers, the people in charge, but also people from his hometown, they felt quite hostile towards Jesus when this happened. And so one day Jesus was by a lake, but lots of people still came to listen to him. So because there were so many people, he got into a boat and he spoke to the people from there. And he told them a story, which is called a parable. And it's the parable of the sower, or the soils, or the seed. So we're going to do that. So Jesus said, once there was a farmer who went out to sow some seed. As he sowed the seed, where the ground was hard, and the seed just bounced up in the air, and the hungry birds came and gobbled the seed up. Hungry birds, do your thing. Well done. The seed was all gobbled up. Thank you, hungry birds. Some seed fell onto rocky ground where the soil was shallow and the plants started to grow. Come on, soil, do your thing. They started to grow. They sprang up quite quickly. But because the soil was shallow and there was rocks, when the scorching sun came out, the plants withered. They withered away. Because their roots were shallow, they didn't have much depth of root. Some seed fell on thorny ground. So well done. And the plants started to grow, but the thorns and thistles also grew, and they grew much stronger than the plants. So the plants started to wither because they were being choked by the thorns and the thistles. They were overcome by the thistles and the thorns. But some seed fell on good ground. It was good soil. So this is your bit again. The plants started to grow, and they were fruitful and produced lots of grain. And they stood up like Mark, fantastic. And they produced 100-fold, 60-fold, or 30-fold. They were really fruitful. And Jesus said to all the people there, he said, those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Well done, give yourselves a clap. Okay, hungry birds, do you want to bring your little bird things back here? If that's easier, you can play with them later. So thank you. Thank you for telling this story to each other. Thank you, everybody, for being involved. So I suspect, who's heard this story before? Have most of you heard the story before? Yeah, okay. And it's easy when we hear something, we kind of don't really listen very well sometimes. And this is, as I said, one of Jesus' parables. And he was speaking to people who grew things. It's kind of different to today. In Jesus' time, the people he lived with had to grow to eat and to pass on. So they grew things like figs and olives and barley and wheat and grapes, kind of beanie-type things. I think that's probably right, isn't it? Beanie-type. I'm looking at Shelley because I think she'll know. Beanie-type crops. People grew things. So it was really important to the people then how good the harvest was, how fruitful. They depended upon it. And Jesus was speaking to them, but he's also speaking to us today, I believe. And at the end, he says, let everyone who has ears to hear, let them hear. So my prayer today is that we can hear, each of us can hear, through all of this service, Jesus speaking to our hearts. He's throwing out a challenge to the people then. How's your heart? Oh, we've got a, can we put the soily slide up? How's your heart? Remember at the beginning I said, imagine yourself as soil. as our hearts are soil. How is your heart today with God? Are we growing the good news of God's kingdom? Because the seeds in that story were the word of God's kingdom, the good news of God's kingdom. Those are the seeds. And Jesus did actually explain the meaning of that parable later in Matthew 13. He did actually explain it to his disciples. So have a look later at chapter 13 and you will see that. Now, when I was little, I don't know if you've done this, I used to love collecting worms. I'd go in the garden, I'd collect worms, collect little centipedes. I kind of pick them up not very carefully. No, you didn't do that. Did anyone else do that when they were small? Yeah. And just have a really good look. Our grandchildren do it. And I'm just sort of slightly worried about these poor little insects because they're sort of being picked up, you know, fairly heftily by a little grandson. My children had pooters. Have you heard of pooters? You have a little thing and you shut the end. You don't get an insect in your mouth, do you? Because you kind of, and it goes into the pot. Yeah. And we can think that soil, really good soil, is full of life. Really good soil is full of life, isn't it? There are worms and insects and centipedes and tiny invisible little fungi and rhizomes and all that sort of stuff in the soil. And the soil is watered and it's fed, isn't it? Really good soil is kind of damp, it's watered and it's fed and it's full of life. So God is the one who wants us, if we imagine ourselves as soil, wants to feed us, wants to refresh us through his Holy Spirit, wants to nourish us through his word, through our interactions with each other, through our encouragement to each other. He doesn't want us to be dry soil that the seed just bounces off. Do you remember and the birds come and take it away? So the words of his kingdom, he wants us to be watered and refreshed and fed by him. So it's a bit of a challenge, isn't it? What sort of soil are our hearts like? I know sometimes my heart, because of indifference or unforgiveness, or I'm cross with someone or not communicating with them very well, or my heart can get hard. And I think that's the same for all of us sometimes. And we are so thankful that God wants to forgive us and God wants to soften our hearts. We can come to him. He can soften our hearts when we come to him and refresh us. And sometimes that we can come to him intentionally and not allow those attitudes to fester. I think that's a challenge, isn't it? Not allow things to fester in our hearts, to intentionally come to Jesus who will refresh us, who will feed us, and offer our hearts to him and say, Lord, I'm sorry, or go to the other person who we're not doing very well with and sort that out. We can be intentional. I think that is important, to be intentional as well in our walk with God. And know that he loves us, he wants to forgive us, he wants us to grow. Sometimes we're not very rooted, are we? The soil of our hearts is shallow. And we can come to God, we can read his word, we can pray, we can meet with others, we can grow our roots, we can become more rooted in our faith. That's an intentional thing as well. So God, I've nearly finished. God, our loving Father, he longs for us to grow, to be fruitful, to flourish. To have soft hearts that are full of his life, like that soil, but not with worms, but full of life. God is the life giver for all of us. And to spread the good news of his kingdom. We saw the young people this morning, and I think it's really exciting. I don't know if you were here last week. Wasn't it exciting to hear, was it Henry? Was that last week? I think it was last week, yeah. Henry was talking about all the things that are happening in Salisbury with the young people who want to find out about Jesus, who are spending time together, studying his word and being together and growing. How exciting is that? God is growing his kingdom. However difficult things are, God will grow his kingdom. That's an encouragement. And those young people who went off to the beach, hooray for them and their courage and their faith and the fact they want to grow as followers of Jesus. And they're all in different places, and we are all in different places with God. But God loves us. He wants us to grow. He wants us to be fruitful, to be soil that's full of life and that's kind of watered by him and fed by him. So we can hear the challenge of Jesus today, the challenge to hear what he's saying, but also to take it on board, to be intentional, and to allow God, who as our Father, who is the best gardener, the best grower, the best sower, abundant sowing, wasteful sowing even. Like, do you remember with Holly this morning? She was just chucking that seed everywhere. And maybe that, you know, that's something to think about, isn't it? But God doesn't give up on us. He doesn't give up on us. Even when our hearts are hard, like the crispy grass that comes to life again if you water it, the brown grass that you might have in your garden, it's watered, it will become green. It does become green. God offers us refreshment, watering, feeding. So may we respond to him, to his challenge, and be encouraged by his words as well, and love. Amen.
Thank you, Jo. That was great. I picked up some of the seeds. Did anyone else grab some seeds when they were scattered? Yeah, you've got some. I've got some more seeds for you. In fact, I'm going to need a monitor, or two, or three even. Christopher, you might have to be one of my monitors. Did I leave my box of seeds down by you? Ah, brilliant. Maybe you could elect a few more monitors to give out some packets. That would be great. Now, I've put some seeds in little envelopes. There's one envelope per household, but there is a seed for everybody here. So we've got two helpers bringing around envelopes, and then Christopher's bringing around extra seeds. So one envelope per household, a seed per person, and we're going to use these seeds to help us to pray as we've just heard the story, as we've just told the story together that Jesus told of the parable of the sower. So inside, you'll find a little sunflower seed. How many seeds does one sunflower seed make? 1,000 or even 2,000. Lots and lots. How are we doing? Once you've got your envelope, just give me a little wave so I know how far back we've got. Wonderful. That's great. They're still coming round. Thank you so much to my monitors. And once you've got your envelope, or once you've got your seed, just hold it in your hand, because we're going to use it, as I say, just to help us to pray. And I put those little seeds in packets because seeds are precious, aren't they? But they're very small and we might lose them. They might get lost. And the seed represents the word of God falling on the soil of our hearts. We don't want it to get lost. We don't want it to get eaten up by birds or dried out by the sun. We want it to put down deep roots and grow into a fruitful plant. So have a look at the seed in your hand. And just ask God to show you, how's my heart today, God? Is my heart good soil? Is it a good place for your word to grow and bear fruit? Or does it need some softening? Does it need the rain of your Holy Spirit to soften it, prepare it? So keep that seed in your hand and we'll pray together. Father, we thank you for all the places throughout the world where your word is being spoken today. Thank you that you still speak, that your word has power to change lives for good. So, Lord, we pray for your church in this nation. Lord, we ask you to revive us. We pray, Father, that your church would bear faithful witness to the good news of Jesus. Lord, help us to live in such a way that we point others to Jesus. Now I want you to swap your seed with someone else, okay? Find someone else with a seed, should be everyone, and give them your seed. All right, so hopefully everybody's received one back. And that's just to remind us that this love of God, this seed of his word, is to be shared with others. So I'd love you now, as you hold your new seed, to think of someone you know who doesn't yet know Jesus. Who do you know who isn't yet aware of how much they are loved by God? And we're going to just pray for those people. Just picture them as you pray. Lord, we thank you that your love is so great, that you want us all to know you. And Lord, we pray that you would help us to be courageous to share you with others. Lord, that in our words and in our deeds, we would share your good news so that everyone might have the joy of knowing you. Lord, so we pray for the people that we're picturing, the names that have come to our minds, and ask for opportunities, maybe even this week, opportunities to speak of you and then courage to take those opportunities. Amen. Now have another look at that seed. Now in the story, do you remember Jesus said that some of the seed fell on the path and was snatched away by these rather brilliant birds? But those birds represent the enemy who doesn't want people to follow him, who doesn't want people to follow Jesus. So Lord, we pray for your protection on all those who are seeking you. And Lord, we pray that your power would be at work in them. We know, Lord, that there is an enemy who doesn't want people to follow you and will try and persuade people away from your goodness and truth and love. But you are more powerful, Jesus. Thank you that you said that those who seek you will find you. And Lord, we pray too for those who have heard about you and maybe even started to follow you, but they haven't met other Christians or read your words, so their faith isn't deeply rooted. Lord, thank you that you are the way and the truth and the life. And we ask you to help us to put you first in our lives and to grow in faith. This morning, we want to remember those of our brothers and sisters around the world who are persecuted because of their faith. Lord, help them to keep on trusting you. And we pray for ourselves when others tease us or misunderstand us because we love you. Help us to stay strong in you and to go on loving and praying for those people. And Jesus, you said some seed grows up, but it's choked by weeds. So we pray for those that we know who might have many worries. Lord, you said, don't be anxious about anything. You said that we should give our worries to you because you love us and you will look after us. So we pray for people in our world affected by war and trouble. Lord, would you bring peace and hope? Thank you, Jesus, that you bring peace when we are in turmoil. So this morning, we put our trust in you. Lord, we want to be full of good fruit. Make our hearts like that good soil, we pray, so that when we hear your word, it takes root in us. It shapes the way we live, and we grow in faith and love and impact the world around us for good. In Jesus' name, amen. So I would love you to take your seed away at the end of our service today. And you can do one of two things. You could plant it and grow a sunflower and see how many seeds it's got when it produces fruit. Or you could just keep it to remind you to pray that your heart would be renewed by the Holy Spirit, that it would be like good soil, and that you'll have the opportunity to sow into other people's lives.